It is 8:50 at WNCW. We're so glad you're with us this morning. My name is Paul Foster. Time for us to move into this week's Friday feature interview of the week. The Tryon International Equestrian Center at Tryon Resort will be hosting the FEI World Equestrian Games September 11th through the 16th. And to talk about the event that will be bringing in competitors and guests from all over the world to our part of Western North Carolina, we welcome to the microphone this morning Sharon Decker, COO and VP of Carolina Operations at the Tryon International Equestrian Center. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you. For some time, we've been hearing, as we've reported here in all so many other media outlets, and you guys have been putting out the word once it came out that you were going to be hosting these FEI World Games. Just an incredible opportunity. Remind our listeners what FEI stands for and what all of this consists of.
It is the Fédération Équestre Internationale, a governing body of equestrian sport worldwide. So these are the top-level games that really the Olympics of equestrian sport. Eight disciplines will all be here. We've had the joy of hosting test events through the spring, and then the actual games will occur this fall, September 11 to 23, and the world's coming to Polk County and to the Foothills region of North Carolina. So we're excited about that. It's an honor to host it. It was an unusual opportunity that allowed us the chance to do this so quickly in the life of the facility, and we're so grateful for the community's embracing of what's happening, and many of our guests will be staying in folks' homes and certainly in all the hotels around.
Well, remind us all about the Tryon Equestrian Center. It's a journey this far, when it opened, what it offers to families outside of such a big event on a regular basis.
Right. So this is our fourth season. We offer over 30 weeks of equestrian events. Our core season now runs from April through the end of October. And so most weeks you have the opportunity to come and see just extraordinary athleticism, beautiful horses, and it's really a fun family entertainment venue. So most Saturday nights we host something called Saturday Night Lights, and it's a free event open to the public, and I'll repeat that. It's a free event open to the public. We don't charge for parking even, but you can come and have a great time, wonderful food. We have six restaurants on the property, carousel, free pony rides on Saturday night. So it's just a fun place to bring a family and enjoy time together and watch some great athletes competing with us.
I happen to know because we've had the opportunity to be there, and I've got a 10-year-old son, and he enjoyed at that time seeing the horses, of course, in the competition, the carousel, and I think we not only took in some good food, we enjoyed a nice coffee shop as well.
Yes, there's great coffee, and there's always good ice cream. You know, you can't have a family night without ice cream. So we encourage folks to come out and see us now and then to join us for the World Games in September. There are a variety of ways to enjoy the World Games. It's 2 weeks of competition. We're expecting over 500,000 people during the period of the 2 weeks. And so there are tickets that are as little as $20 to come in, experience the expo, which will have over 300 vendors, great food. Again, there'll be big jumbotrons where you can see a lot of the competition and just come in and enjoy the day. Exhibitions of all types, different breeds of horses, a lot of education around what horses have meant through history. It'll just be a great experience. And then there are tickets that are much more than that, that include VIP hospitality. So if you own a company and you want to do something really special for your employees, it's a great way to recognize them and give them the opportunity to enjoy something special, but also a great family event as well.
I've got to ask you, the preparation for something this huge, what's it been like for you guys there at the Equestrian Center since you found out the news, and now we're under 100 days? That event will be here.
It will be here very, very soon. It has been a great challenge. We have an amazing team. So we are fortunate that the venue itself was being prepared and built for an experience such as this. We didn't think it would come in such a quick order. So we've just kind of accelerated what was already our business plan. So a lot of the competition venue we already had in place. We've accelerated the completion of that. And we had to have test events this spring. That was one of the requirements the FEI had for us. So the competition venues for cross country, for endurance, for jumping, for dressage, for raining. The first of the Western sports we're bringing to the center. There'll be more to come. We had to be prepared to host those events this spring. So we're going to be in great position from a competition standpoint, that all of the games can take place in great, safe locations, and that spectators can come and have a great experience with us too. But we're working now 24/7, and the rain has been a real challenge. You can imagine the amount of construction that we've got going on. The rain has really been a challenge for us. But again, an amazing team, very committed to the success of this. So if you want to come see a lot of people working hard, that's a place to come too.
This is the Friday feature from WNCW as we present it every week at this time on Fridays, a part of Morning Edition. We're speaking with Sharon Decker from the Tryon International Equestrian Center as the FEI World Games are coming very soon as we move into the month of September. Sharon, how many countries in all, when it comes to them bringing their horses and competing, are expected to be a part of this?
So we're anticipating 72 countries in competition all over the world. It's interesting that we've already sold tickets in 49 countries.
Really?
The number one country, Australia. Not what you would expect, right? And in all 50 states, we've sold tickets in every state in the country. And so it's very exciting to think about the diversity of people that will be there from backgrounds and experiences. And, you know, what a wonderful joy to be able to introduce them to Western North Carolina.
Can you give us an idea when the competitions begin? My question for you is, how early in the day will some of the competitions begin, and how late in the evening what's the schedule look like as of right now for the early days of the event?
Yep. Most competitions will start at 8 or 8:30 in the morning, and most competition will finish by 5, 5:30 in the afternoon. Most of the competition will be broadcast live to Europe, so that kind of dictates the timing of when the competition will take place. But each evening, there will also be something we're calling WEGEX, and it's an opportunity for sports that are not included in the World Games to be played on the grounds of the Tryon International Equestrian Center. An opportunity for folks who maybe are working during the day, can't be there for the WEG competitions in the morning, can get there for the evening and see gladiator polo. They can see some very interesting match races. There'll be an under 25 for national finals that one of the nights. So there'll be something each evening in addition to the World Games that are taking place during the day. So there's a little something for everybody.
Sounds like an exciting time coming for sure with these equestrian games. Remind our listeners again, how can they get in touch with you guys? Where's the best place for them to go to find out about those tickets? If it's, like you said, just for one day, or maybe they want to come several days or every day, how can they do so?
You can find out about tickets at Tryon 2018, Tryon 2018.com. There you'll find all information about ticketing, about lodging. There are still plenty of tickets available. We've sold out some specific packages, but there are plenty of tickets for everybody to come and enjoy. Again, a variety of prices that are available. Also, if you want to know about our current season and what's happening now, because you don't have to wait till September to come see us and enjoy the venue, just go to Tryon.com, and there you'll find everything you need to know.
All right, it's been a pleasure. Again, we've been talking about the upcoming FEI World Equestrian Games coming in September, of course, to the Tryon International Equestrian Center. Sharon Decker, COO and VP of Carolina Operations of the Equestrian Center. Thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
That's the Friday feature for this week from WNCW. A reminder that they're also available as a podcast, which is on our website, and that is wncw.org.